What seems to be the officer problem?
Riggedy, riggedy, wreck, son!
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I got some beers to keep my buzz going.
Woo! Party!
All I've had today is like 6 gummy bears and some scotch.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Drunk and Philosophical. Presenting here today is your boy, Connor Banyard, and you got your guy over here, Gavin Reardon. Say hello, Gavin.
Hey. My last name's Kai, but
oh,
hey.
Yeah. I'm still, it's my first time, okay? I'm still getting used to this.
Fucking fired.
It did used to be Reardon, to
yeah,
be fair.
Yeah, just a little behind all the times. I mean, I was at the wedding.
And we're also joined with Dildo McGee, a.k.a. Colin. Colin, what's up, man?
When did he get here?
I don't recall that nickname being discussed before the show.
We were workshopping it in the back.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's in progress. So today is big episode 50, Bobo, let's go,
Wowzers.
We made it to 50, that's fucking hype.
Five
of course,
zero.
I had to bring on Conman because he's been in 25, at least probably 25 of the episodes.
2 minutes
so
in, he's already
it's kinda,
regretting
it. Yeah, fuck, for real, it's kinda get to know me and Connor podcast accompanied by Colin, one of the OG founders of the pod before it was just my pod. Well, that, I guess that wasn't this pod. That was a different one. But either way, got an OG and you got the GOAT, Connor. So we're going to do a Meet the Host podcast today. I got a shot here poured. Connor, I think he filled his with water, but he's going to
pretend. I'm pouring the St. Remy right now. Jeez, don't rush me.
And Colin, I think you're just smoking cannabis today, Colin.
Yeah. Right?
Is that true?
Let the record show.
Just taking on down to your local Canna Cabana, hey there, Colin.
Canna Cabana?
Yep.
The fuck is that?
You ever been to Canna Cabana?
Weed
it's a weed shop.
No, Canna Cabana? Never
fucking
heard of
rookie.
It. I'm not too experienced in the field.
That's fair, Mr.
Do you wanna take a puff while me and Connor do a shot, Colin?
Yeah, sure.
Fucking stoner, alright. Cheers, everyone. Thanks so much for coming to Big 50. It's an honor to be doing it with you guys.
Likewise. Cheers, fellas.
Oh, so sentimental. Oh. The honor is all mine.
Oh my god, uninvited. Okay. Alright, let's dive into some questions about the gaffers we got here. So we'll start with number one. Usually a good place to start. What do you desire most in this life?
I have a pretty easy answer. It's kind of a bit of a cop-out, though.
No, that's fine. Whatever it is. I mean, if it's your answer, that's your answer.
Gives me time to think about it.
Happiness.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What's yours, Connor? How about that?
You know, like, yeah, I really like happiness. I don't know. What I really want most in this world, I don't know. Like, because I feel like I could say something, like, for me, that'd be awesome. Like, $1 trillion that I didn't have to work for or some shit. But, like, that's kind of, like, selfish.
Yeah.
Like, I could say, like, world peace or some shit, and then I'd be, like, a philanthropist. And then I could be like, oh, man, I'm the best. But I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm the best. I'm the best. Look at me. Mr. Meeseeks.
I'm the best.
Mr. Meeseeks, solve world peace.
Well,
can do.
If you, to be fair, if you have like $1 trillion, you could just get world hunger over with, you know?
Yeah, you could be like Batman or something and just, you know, stop crime.
I don't think Batman does world hunger.
That's why I said crime, though.
And how did he get into the equation?
I just thought money and, like, helping people. That's, like, Batman to me.
Yeah, he's rich as fuck, and he
I
just gives
true.
To the needy.
Maybe Iron Man. Does that suit your fancy more?
suit.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So what do you desire most in life, Connor? You want to be Batman?
That's yeah, kind of I don't know. Get into Batman vibe.
I want a billion trillion dollars and I want to be Batman.
You can only get one, you fucking greedy
bastard. Well, one
bastard.
Equals the other, okay?
Okay, that's fair.
Damn
but
right.
Now the whole world knows it's you. So
you want most in life is money. To be rich.
No, like I want to use that money to help people. That's why I want to be Batman. This is kind of listening. I want to be Batman.
Sorry.
What's this kind of listening?
That's my bad. Sorry. I want. What do I want most in life? I want to live a fulfilling life that creates countless meaningful memories and experiences along the way.
Boring.
You said happy. Fucking guy.
Honestly, I said Batman. I still feel like I got a better answer.
What? Yeah.
You know what? You guys are making me very unhappy right now. You are not fulfilling my life.
Who's your guys' all-time favorite musical artist?
Okay, musical. That's tough.
Like, we talking like every song banger, or are we talking like just he's got some of the best songs?
I think that would be kind of be on you to determine which of those would be your favorite. I think just your favorite. I don't know. Like, it's up to you to determine how you decide who's your favorite, but
okay.
I'd say mine is, I think my favorite musical artist is Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That's a great...
I love Childish Gambino. Yeah,
great choice. He has a weird album with the numbers, but besides that, bangers.
That is complete garbage. You can throw that in the trash. That is not an album.
I haven't even heard of it, so I feel like I haven't missed much.
Exactly. That's how much of a flop it was. You don't even heard of it, and that's probably like in your top like 20 out of the millions of artists. That's probably in your top 20 favorites.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you there. But I'd put Childish up there.
Yeah.
I remember when Redbone dropped, like, redefined music.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. When we get stoned in your shed, Connor, just listen to Redbone on repeat.
Yep.
Just,
it was a vibe.
Oh, that was so fun. I remember when that album came out and we listened to the album from start to finish. Like, there was, like, six of us. And we were just smoking, like, all of us would have, like, a bong toke after every song. It was fucking crazy.
I remember, too, because didn't we hate it at first? At least I remember not liking it. And then,
the more
we listened to it, the more we're like, okay, it's actually really good.
Yeah. And we were, like, Redbone came out before the album, and we were like, Redbone was amazing. And then, like, compared to the rest of the album, was dog shit compared to fucking Redbone.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's just music, though. Redbone's coded.
It's one of, if not, in my opinion, the best song ever made.
Put it up there. It's definitely a bop.
Maybe not the best, but my favorite.
Like, Mambo No. 5 is the best song ever invented, but other than that.
Horses in the Back, number one, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I didn't think there'd be much competition for Mambo No. 5, but I think you got me there.
I think got that one.
Favorite artist, easily Lil Nas X.
Oh, that is so you.
That's so you. Shut the fuck up. No, I think mine's probably Chance the Rapper.
Respect.
Nice.
That's a good choice.
Oh.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
I really don't know who my favorite artist is. I'll probably go like Selena Gomez or something like that. Shawn Mendes.
That's some bullshit.
Just one of the family channel guys, you know.
Is It's probably like Olivia Rodrigo, and he's just like, oh, I don't want to say that.
How did you know? No, who's Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh, did I say it right?
I don't know who that is. I genuinely don't know.
Oh.
Sure.
Instagram. Okay, if I had to pick someone, it probably be the poster. That one song, that rap song.
Dwayne yeah, Johnson, the GOAT. Fucking,
that actually is a power. Banger, though.
It's about drive. It's about power.
We stay hungry, we devour.
Oh, fuck. Dude, you killed that. That's going to be copywritten because you sung it so
much. I feared that. That's why I didn't keep singing.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Connor doesn't give a
no,
fuck.
I'm trying to think. I genuinely right. can't answer that question. It's so tough. I'll go with the Rolling Stones. That's probably my easiest answer. They changed my...
That's like one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that changed
what
my taste
in music. What
are you,
fucking 80?
Maybe I am Colin. Maybe I just sound younger.
Yeah, he's got an old soul.
Sue me.
Okay, so we have a few mini games throughout the podcast. So here's the first mini game. So this game, since this is episode 50, we've played a lot of games on the podcast. So I regathered one question from all the games we've played. And I'm going to ask it here. So this one's called the top three game. So the concept is I will say name the top three. So I'll just give you the question. Name the top three biggest planets in our solar system. You guys work as a team. You have five guesses to name the top three. If you get them all, if you get all three within five guesses, I do a shot. If you can't get all three within five guesses, you guys do a shot, or aka Colin does a vape hit. But
right on. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
A weed vape, to be clear.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God, so, Colin, let's first thing we need to decide is Pluto a planet?
Well, clearly it's not one of the fucking three biggest.
Okay,
even
well,
if
we're gonna figure out if it is on the list first, don't we?
It's at the bottom, even if it is.
All right, but it is on the list.
Start from the bottom up.
Alright, so we can scratch Pluto then. Alright, we're off to a good start. I think Saturn's one of the biggest. I think Jupiter's one of the biggest. How do you
yeah,
feel about
yeah, I
those
think
calls?
Jupiter also.
Yeah.
But are they considering... I guess a gas planet's still a planet.
Oh yeah, for sure. So
Saturn now saying
Jupiter.
That, wouldn't the Sun be a planet?
The Sun's a star, no. though.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
I want to say, like, Saturn and Jupiter, I feel like are... Do you want to lock those in as guesses,
yeah,
Colin?
I think those are locked in, Saturn yeah. and Jupiter. I feel like...
Oh, fuck. Okay, so you're locking
yeah.
those in?
Yeah.
Okay, so number one is Jupiter. It's 69,911 kilometers, which is 1,120% the size of Earth.
Why don't we move there? Wow. What's Elon doing? Fuck.
Seriously. Number two is Saturn at 58,000 kilometers. I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, I guess round? Like 58,000 kilometers around?
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
The radius?
Oh, yeah.
And it is 945% of the size of Earth.
Dang.
The radius of pi.
I want to say Mars is pretty big, too, but I don't know if it's third. What other planets are there? There's Mars. I don't think Venus is very big. I think that's a planet.
Yeah, Venus is definitely a planet. Uranus.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
Uranus might be pretty big.
It might be. Is Neptune a planet?
I know Gavin's anus is pretty big. Stretched out. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, you would know that. Hey, big boy.
What? That's what? Fuck's sakes. You fucking played yourself there.
What? Well, I didn't even hear what Connor said.
Oh, you're lucky.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like it kind of does, but anyway, let's move on.
I'll give you a hint. This next one is 400% the size of Earth. So
oh,
it's less than
now
half.
I definitely know it.
Yeah, that just
well, I'm just
away.
Saying it's less than half of that fucking ass.
So I'm getting good vibes about Mars. We've got three guesses to spare, right, Colin? So, like, like yeah. odds are
like,
we scratched yeah we scratched Pluto, so like that's why we did that, so we know Pluto's not one of their three left.
Yeah, thank God we scratched that one. I was really on the fence whether we should or shouldn't.
And you want to know something else? I'm pretty clever. He said that this last planet is
400%
bigger than Earth, so it's definitely not Earth.
Fuck's sakes. Right as I said that, I was like, fuck, hopefully they didn't pick up on the fact that it's not Earth.
I was like staring at the ground as you were saying that, picking up everything you drop, buddy. I was like,
Oh my God. I might as well just pour my shot. All
right, do you want to lock in Mars and just shoot and just see where we're going with that?
Yeah, I think Mars or Venus is one of the two.
I don't think it's Venus. I feel
Mars.
Like Venus is smaller than Earth. Or if it is bigger, just barely.
You think?
So I took an Earth and Space science class back in, like, grade 11. It was online.
Earth and Space science class?
Yeah, what? Dude, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Didn't turn out well.
No. I applied for NASA, and they said I have too aggressive a personality.
They said I had an extra chromosome? I don't know what that means.
So weird. On the application, it's like, do you like Jews? Connor said yes, and then instantly scrapped.
Hey, yo!
Not sure what's going on there at NASA.
All them Nazi scientists.
Yeah, sending people to space. A little sauerkraut and the schnitzels. That's all they got up there.
Mm.
Okay, exactly. What are we locking in here?
Mars.
Okay.
No. Okay. Wrong.
So we have Venus, we have Venus as an option. We have Jupiter and Saturn.
Is Neptune a planet? I feel like Neptune's a planet.
Neptune is definitely a planet, but I kind of want to... Actually, running over to my Destiny 2 map, Neptune is a very big planet.
I thought it was, right? It's the big blue one.
I think that is it.
Wanna lock in Neptune?
I'm down.
Alright.
Wrong.
Alright, better
point. Really? That's not good, Connor.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I just Googled this and didn't look where it came from, so I'm just assuming this is true. Just clarifying
Fair enough.
For all you Nazi scientists listening right now, yelling in the mic.
Stop yelling in the mic.
There's definitely a fucking planet we're missing here, Colin. It's like obvious.
One more guess. I even poured a shot. Look at me go. I might not have to drink that bad boy.
Uranus is still on the table. Neptune, Venus, Mercury, I want to say is one.
Ooh.
I don't know how
big Mercury is. Now I'm tripping because I might be thinking Venus is the small one and when it's actually big, and Mercury is the small one.
Mercury's the small one?
Yeah, I could be tripping. I don't know now.
You guys got to make a decision.
Colin. I kind of just want to go with Uranus because it's funny.
It seems like a bad idea. I'm just throwing
well,
that out there.
You heard my opinion on the matter. I don't know. I am just kind of thinking Uranus. I don't know.
What do you think it is, Connor?
I'm caught up on Venus and Mercury. But
I don't think it's Mercury.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's either Uranus or Venus.
Okay. See? Uranus is... It's up there.
Alright, Colin. Fucking let her ride, buddy. You love Uranus.
We're doing it.
You're going for Uranus, Colin.
Just fucking ride that shit, buddy.
I think lock it.
Lock it in Uranus, Gavin.
You are...
Come on.
Correct.
Let's go.
Oh my God.
Drink
up. No way you guessed that because it's funny. Alright, cheers. That was the longest segment of any part of my show I've ever done, but cheers.
Cheers, Gab.
Well, it was
drink it with Uranus.
Ew.
Oh, I got everyone. Butt chugs.
Oh.
Calling out a butt chugger.
Have you?
Yeah, that's not a thing you ask a guy.
You just asked me, what, are you not a butt chugger?
Are you religious?
Not really. Sort of.
I want to believe there's a life after death, but I feel like it's a really hard subject to cover. No one knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to mean just about life after death. Like, religion is
just like more your beliefs. Than just
what happens after death, yeah.
So, like, I don't know if I'm really religious, but, like, I like the idea that there's, like, somebody out there watching me, because I feel like I'm a better person in that case. Like, if there's nobody like monitoring me, I'm just, like, out being the worst version of myself, and I don't think there's going to be any sort of, you know, repercussions, or, like, maybe there's not some sort of, like, higher power that's judging me all the time. Like, the idea of that problem, it kind of makes me a better person. So I think that's where
Have
I stand
you ever seen...
religion.
Sorry.
Okay.
But I don't like know anything about it, and I don't want to study it, because like Bible studies is a whole thing, and that sounds like a lot of work. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of work. Have you ever seen The Good Place, Connor?
Yeah, bits of it. Not the whole thing, but I get the gist of it.
Incredible show.
Yeah.
Very good show. That's like the concept you're saying, is like someone's watching over the people on Earth and ranking them, like whether they do something good or whether they do something bad. And then depending on how good and how bad, they get points. And then their total points at the end of their lifetime dictates whether they go to heaven or, you know, hell.
Okay, so I don't necessarily have to follow the Bible and do everything so like exactly to the letter that the thing says. It's like, as long as I'm a decent person and I'm better than the bad people, I'll get to go.
Well, that's the concept of The Good Place.
Okay, that's cool. I dig it. It seems low effort, you know what I mean? It's like minimal effort is to be a good person, as long as you put that you know, your best foot forward at being nice and generous to people, then you probably get in. And I like that idea. Seems low commitment, which, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's kind of lazy, but hey, fuck it.
It kind of makes sense in a way. Like, not I don't think that the idea of being judged on one lifetime decides your eternal, like, your what you do for the rest of eternity. I think that's so naive of an opinion to have, and it's like something that almost, like, I mean, I don't know much about religion, but it's, I believe that most religions are like that. It's like, depending on what you do on Earth decides what happens to you in the afterlife, which in theory is eternal. So like, I think that's so stupid. Like, what is eternity? Like,
compared
forever. So like, what is that? Like, what's 100 years if you're lucky? Like, maybe, like, what's 80 years, again, if you're lucky, to eternity? And, like, if you have one life, like, what if you're a kid or something, you know? Or, like, and you die really young. It's like, oh, fuck, you called that other kid a world dickhead, and now you're going to get tortured forever, you little fucker. How about that?
Yeah. Like, only 80 years of growing and living is not enough to dictate whether you truly are a bad or a good person. After, I don't know how many years you could say, but yeah, like, eternity is, that's a blink, not even a blink. 100 years, 80 years is not even a blink in eternal, in, like, the comparison of eternity.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, I'm personally not religious. I think I'm, like, in a sense, I guess, like, spiritual, where I believe that there's something, especially to do with the afterlife. I believe there's something, there's more than just this, and I believe our soul or whatever goes on to another place after this life. But I don't follow any sort of religion and try to live my life based on a structure known as religion. So I'd say I'm not religious at all.
Fair enough.
If your house was on fire and you could only save one thing, what would it be? assuming all living beings are already safe. So any pets you have, family members, they're all safe. They're not there for whatever reason. It's just your stuff.
Probably, I don't know. There's like all sorts of sentimental stuff I could grab, but like, I don't know. Probably just like my laptop, because it's expensive and easy to grab.
I think I'm with you. And on my laptop, like, I have some things that I haven't backed up, or I don't have anywhere else, that they're just on my laptop. And I feel like that has the most value, is my laptop. Maybe, like, I have, like, a book of documents with, like, all my legal documents and shit like that. But no, I still think I grab my laptop. It would be a pain in the ass to replace all those documents, but it could be done. Yeah. The things on my laptop can't be replaced.
A lot of crazy porn on there?
A lot. A lot of late night sessions. A lot of slippery bodies just sliding against each other.
I like how you called it sessions. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. They're long. So, like, yeah. I have a better word for them.
Do you...
And, like, very common, too, by the sounds of it.
I'm asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Colin was wondering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of with it, in the same boat. And, like, especially because I'm in school. Like, I need my laptop to attend school. And if I miss too much, then I'd fail, which would fucking blow. So, probably my laptop.
Yeah. That's funny. We all set our laptop.
God, we're a bunch of nerds.
It's a good choice.
It's a pretty good choice.
I guess without the charger, though, the laptop's nothing. So, you'd kind of have to need that, too.
Look at...
Well, you can buy a charger.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They were united from birth.
Oh, sorry. That's
you
true.
Can buy a new charger, came in the but same, you can't replace
Came out
that
of the
one.
Same box.
That's a good one. It's got multiple meanings.
Well, now you ruined it because he explained it, but... all right, moving on.
Didn't ruin it. I amplified it. To the knowledge of people who are too dumb to understand it the first time through.
It feels ruined.
Well.
Hey, just for all of you who didn't understand it the first time through, you're really intelligent, and I love you.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on to our next mini game. So this one is 2 truths and 1 lie. Oh. Now, this is going to be hard, because... out of everyone who's been on this podcast, maybe not including Jaden, I don't know. I feel like you guys and Jaden know me better than anyone in the world. Well, I guess besides
I literally wife, said your last name wrong at the start of the show.
That is true. That actually is very true. So this should be a breeze. So again, it's our second mini game. So if you guys, you have to work as a team.
Oh,
you
brother.
Guys do a shot if you get it wrong, and if you get it right, I'll do a shot. You ready?
Yeah, let's get it. Colin, you ready?
So you got a spot. You got to spot the lie. Okay, here we go. Number one. To this day, I still bring my childhood blanket with me when I move from place to place. Number two. I've never broken a bone. Number three, I believe in ghosts.
Okay, number two is the lie.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I definitely think you believe in ghosts, and I think I've seen the blanket.
I know the blanket. that's true.
So you guys are locking in that the lie is I've never broken a bone?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
I didn't say yeah.
I have never broken a bone.
Wow.
I thought you broke
so
your ankle.
Do you bring your...
That's... I got misdiagnosed. See, this... I knew you guys knew me so well, so I had to do a hard-ass...
In other
work.
Words, you
so
cheated.
The doctor
like
misdiagnosed me and said I fractured my ankle, put me in a boot, and said I could walk around on the ankle because the fractured bone is held in place by this boot. Walked around. The injury continued to get worse after about a week. Went back to the doctor and said, this is way worse than it was when I came in. And he's like, looks at it again. You know, I'll even say the doctor, fuck you, Dr. Soon. You suck, you fucking loser.
This is a college. I remember
doctor.
Oh my God. I remember you're absolute garbage doctor.
Someone bleep it.
Fuck that guy. And he's like, oh, I guess I was wrong. It's actually just sprained. And while you've been walking on it, it's been getting incredibly worse. And it made my injury last for weeks longer. Like 2 to 4 weeks longer, I was injured because
that was in college, right?
Sound like a crybaby.
That was in college, yeah. Yeah, that was in college. That.
Sound like a pussy.
So the lie is that I believe in ghosts. I actually
you
don't
fucking
anymore.
Do.
What
I
anymore? Yeah, the anymore is pretty key to
yeah,
this.
Like, he stopped believing in ghosts like 30 seconds ago.
30 seconds into the podcast, he said, I no longer believe in ghosts.
I've said it on the
I had
before,
an epiphany.
Just,
this question's surely going to get him.
Cassandra convinced me that ghosts aren't real. I used to believe in them, but now I don't anymore. That's pretty recent, but I had to do something hard. You guys know me way too well. What? If I did something easy, you get it.
What about all the stories when you were a kid?
Yeah, I know. I have lots of ghost sightings when I was younger, but I just don't think they're very reliable.
Yeah, you are pretty
serious. I mean, I do, but whatever.
There's only one story that I can't explain, and that's when we were, I've said it before, so if you're hearing this again, I apologize, but we were driving down the road in broad daylight, and I saw a person standing on the road, and I yelled at my dad, like, hey, watch out, there's a person, hey, watch out, there's a person, and I screamed, like, watch out, and he drove right through them. I looked behind the window, nothing was there, and my dad's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, do you not see that person? He's like, there was no one there. And we just drove right through them. I saw them for like 5 to 10 seconds straight. Like, it was long enough that it wasn't like a blink of an eye kind of thing. It was pretty long. So that I can't explain, but I don't think it's ghosts.
And ladies and gentlemen, this guy does not believe in ghosts, even seeing that after he was younger.
I don't know. And then, you know, like, do I really remember it? Or is it, like, me remembering telling people about it, which makes a false memory in my head?
Maybe the CIA implanted that memory.
Yeah, they've been fucking... They're like, hey, do you want to come to, like, a quick CIA conference? Next thing I know, I'm strapped to a table, and they're just flashing demonic photos in my face while they just give me mountains of LSD.
It's like a normal Friday night for you, except instead of penis, it's demon photos.
Yeah, I was like, where's the slippery bodies? This is what I'm used to.
I'm strapped in the usual chair, but there's no slippery bodies.
Alright, drink up, bitches.
I'm ready, Colin. You got your shot there? Or your toke?
Yeah. Fucking bullshit cheater over here.
Yeah.
For fuck's sakes.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. You hear it?
Yeah.
Hey. It's fucking stuck.
Why is it stuck? I thought you did a hit earlier.
I did.
The clog is like really easy, you know.
How the fuck am I supposed to? Oh, I salivated all inside of it. That's so disgusting.
Salivated.
Nom, 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 nom. 1 second, I'm just vape a little bit. Nom, 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 nom.
Ugh. All right. Well, Colin tries to figure that out. We'll move on to the next one. Do you have a close relationship with your family?
Very, for the most part.
do you have a close relationship with, like, just your immediate family? Or also, are you really close with your cousins
so
and shit, too?
Most family on my mom's side I'm pretty close with. Like, my cousins I'm pretty close with. On my dad's side, I don't see them quite as much, but when I do, it's still pretty, you know, good. They live all the way down the state, so I never see them. And then, then my immediate family, we're all pretty close.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got lucky in the family department, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I think Jesus Christ, stop that, please. Whatever that was. I think I have a close relationship with my immediate family, but I definitely don't with my cousins or anything. I never talk to any of my aunts and uncles or cousins. Like, if you're listening, for all I care, you could die and I don't care. So there's that. You're welcome.
Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Just like one of you're the welcome. Cousins. Like, I love Gavin's podcast. next time I talk to them, I haven't listened since.
Okay, that's not fair. To be honest, like, there are, like, not like I'm close to them, but I do like some of my cousins, but I don't. I would be a little sad if they died, but it wouldn't affect my life. Truthfully.
Yeah. You don't talk to them.
Yeah, I never talk to any of them. And, like, on my mom's side, like, I have a few cousins that I would get along with growing up, and then majority of them are fucking cunts. And if you're listening, go fuck yourself. You're all bitches.
There are
absolute some. Cunts in my family, like, and they know who they are. They are fucking bitches. So them, if they died, then I literally wouldn't care. But so on my dad's side, I have very few cousins. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are younger, and I don't really care about them, honestly. I have some cousins from England that, whatever, they're alright. Like, I like one of them. The rest kind of suck. Just flaming the cousins right now. Flaming them.
They're going to, like, play this, like, this episode of the podcast, your next family reunion.
It is episode 50, like, it is a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening, you know that you're fucking scum.
Jesus.
Cooking
them. Oh my god. How about you, Colin? Me and Colin, for those who don't know, Colin's my little sister, so we have the same family. So, Colin, how do you feel about the cousins and the immediate family?
I feel like I'm getting closer, to be honest, with a lot of the family, but there are still some that's like, I talk to them maybe once every 3 years, and it's like, obviously I would care if they died, but at the end of the day, you're not wrong. It wouldn't affect my day-to-day life. I don't talk to them on a day-to-day basis. Like, it's not like I despise them or anything,
mm-hmm.
But like, there were some past for sure that's like, I've heard people just talk shit about the other person and be two-faced, and it's like, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah. Literally, that's our entire family events. Like, before, when I used to go to the family events, they would be like, the people in the living room are talking shit about the people in the kitchen, and then the people in the kitchen, some of them go into the living room, and some people from the living room go to the kitchen, and they all tell each other the shit-talking they were doing to each other, and then just chaos.
Just rotates,
like.
And then it's like, I might have another glass of wine. I've just found out that apparently I'm a bitch to this person.
Yeah, like, apparently, like, I didn't hold open the door enough when, like, she was walking through it. And, like, yeah, so what? She was holding a bunch of boxes that she dropped and everything, and it broke. But that's
so
not
what?
My problem.
Is this
so what? There
story?
Was the wedding cake in her hands. So what? It went all over the wedding dress.
So what? She was 11 years old. She was still being a fucking bitch.
Wait, hold up. She was wearing a wedding dress and she was 11 years old?
It was an arranged marriage.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
What was the question?
Oh, we kind of answered it. We'll move on. What do you do for a living?
I work in a weed plant where we grow lots of marijuana.
Smoke weed every day.
No, I'm not allowed to. Is what we're supposed to tell people. No, it's against decent enough gig. I work with, I work in warehousing, so I prep trucks for shipment and then ship drugs all over Canada and sometimes all over the world.
So you're a fucking drug dealer.
Yes, sir. The biggest and bestest of the drug dealers. I send out millions of grams of marijuana every shipment. Big old trucks, buddy. It's just...
Man, actually...
God damn, this guy's a gangster.
Yeah, I'm going as hard as they come. Like, the Yakuza?
Oh my god. Benedict.
Hell's Angels?
Some people...
My Angels. I'm gonna be dead in like a week or some shit.
Sons of Anarchy was based on this guy.
My Angels come to your door. Oh, hey, my Angels.
You got guts. We need guts.
You're in.
Where were you last Saturday? Fucking your wife.
You got guts.
Oh my god. Such a good fucking
fuck
movie.
Was I gonna say? God damn it.
Fucking stoner can't keep his thoughts together.
I'm trying. I we might need to pause because I can't even haul on this thing. I may need like
after
a
this question, we could take a pause break if you want.
We're gonna have to.
What do you do for a living, Colin?
People have asked me in the
school.
Yeah, right now I'm not doing anything big because I'm in school. I was gonna mention. People ask me because I used to work at 7 Acres with Connor, and they'll say like, "Oh, what was your past jobs?" And then I'll tell them that one of them was just rolling joints, and then every time they look at me like. Were you a drug dealer?
I rolled 1,000 joints a day. Fuck.
Yeah.
The biggest
and
the bestest.
Yeah, I had to cross the border all the time. Just a fucking mule. It was stressful.
Oh my god. Instead
of the coyotes. If the bag didn't break open inside me, I'd be fine.
Inside me?
Yeah, what? I didn't hear mule. All of that. Sounded pretty sus.
Colin shoving fucking bags of weed up his dick hole and breaking open inside of him.
Colin, you have pockets, buddy.
People think that I got my burst appendix removed, but that's where they're storing them.
Just cut me open every time.
Every time.
So
it looks like a pretty recent scar. No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, I'm hurting real bad. Just got back from Iraq war. That's not in a war. I gotta go.
No, right now I'm just a host.
With the most.
Just, what?
Nothing.
Go on.
Okay, but I'm gonna be getting a full-time job, honestly, pretty soon, because I don't get paid enough as a host. I don't work enough. But yeah, I'm a host part-time, and then work, then school full-time, but it's not... really full-time school. It's really weird. It's supposed to be 4 hours of schooling a day, but we get like an hour break, so it's like 3 hours of schooling, and then this teacher just lets us go an hour early, so it's 2 hours of schooling.
Come back from the break. All right, you guys can have a break, come back. All right, just leave, fuck off.
The end of the day,
well,
man,
yeah, sometimes
he
does. Like sometimes he'll literally just like start the class and he'll be like, alright guys, like today if you guys don't really want to be here, you can just have an independent work study, so feel free to do that.
In other words, this class is useless and there's no reason to be here.
And then he goes, if you guys want to be here, I'm here for questions, but it's going to be an independent work study. So I'll be here if you need me.
Netflix, so yeah. Like if you could like raise your hand and I'll try to look at the screen every few minutes.
No, No, what he does is he's muted and he has one ear in and one ear out. And he just goes and like talks with his girlfriend, like does other random things that's off screen. But you can hear him unmute sometimes and he'll be in the middle of a conversation and be like, oh yeah, hold on 1 minute. Yeah, what was that?
1 second, honey.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
oh my god. Love that we were thinking the same thing the whole time.
Oh my god.
Nice. I am a loser. How do I describe my job? I am a loser who works.
Don't beat yourself up, Gavin. Come on.
On the corner. No, I work. For it's hard a work leadership development company as a marketing consultant. Fun stuff.
That's pretty boring.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. Fuck this guy. All right. We'll be right back. Colin's got to fucking adjust the dildo in his ass. So
dildo McGaggins.
I wasn't going to mention that part of it, but.
All right. That's 46.
Alright, I'm gonna pee while it also, but I'm gonna get a toothpick, see if this works, and then, honestly, I don't know if I have a replacement if this doesn't work.
For what?
For the weed pen. Like, I've been giving people weed pens, because they expire, and I never do weed, so I've just been like, yeah, here, mom, have fucking a couple or whatever.
What if you just suck on it really hard?
I have been. I have a fat lip from doing it. Alright, hold on.
A fat lip.
I'm going to get a toothpick. I'll be right back and pee.
Alright, I'm going to pee quick. I'll be right back too.
Let up.
Loner Connor.
I'll be here by myself.
We're back. Colin, take that vape toke that you owe us. And then we'll, go on to the next mini game, which is a trivia question. You guys again will work together. If you get it correct, I do a shot. If you get it wrong, you do a shot. This is a true or false, or like yes or no, so you have a 50-50 chance. Here we go. Is Dwayne Johnson's net worth over $1 billion?
Yes.
Fuck it. Sure. Yes. I don't think it is, but it's
bound to be. Shoot. Come on.
You guys can work together, you know?
If oh, you, we're a team want, in this.
Yeah, you're a team in all of them.
Okay, sorry.
It's always you two versus
okay,
me.
Let's talk about it then, Connor. I think, yes, he is the biggest movie star, or at least has been, maybe not at the moment, or he was, but huge, huge movie star in a lot of huge titles.
He is a pretty big dude.
He's got like a bunch of other brands. Fucking Gavin has sandals from him. Like what? He does sandals.
Great sandals. Best sandals on the market.
Okay.
Gavin's
sponsored this podcast.
Gavin's actually also an affiliate marketer for him. Use code ROCK. Phenanthropy.
Rock my buns.
Oh, I was going to say rock my socks.
Oh, that's better.
All right, I'm down,
yeah,
Colin.
Well,
let's shoot on the billionaire.
Oh, yeah, shooting on the billion.
You guys are saying, yes, his net worth is over $1 billion.
I would think
sure,
so.
Yeah.
Well, you would be wrong.
I knew it, Colin. God
it
damn
is...
it.
You it is said 800 million.
Pretty fucking close.
Yeah, but, well, you know, no
it's
cigar.
Close. It's close, but at the same time,
it's
like
not,
200 million
yeah.
is not very, like,
I
that's
thought,
pretty far away.
Right as I said it's close, I was like, actually, 200 million would really change my life.
Yeah, that would be fucking nice.
200 million for people who have that amount of money, though, isn't really doing anything for them. Like maybe they'll get a new car, but even then it's like if you have
yeah.
800 million you can do whatever the fuck you want already.
Yeah, to be fair, he doesn't have 800 million. That's his net worth.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
Yeah, and like even like I heard this on a podcast, I forget what podcast, regardless, even if like a lot of his net worth is, comes from like stock that he owns in his company, assuming it's a publicly traded company, if he sells that stock to liquidate like his assets and get cash out of it, that $800 million drops very quickly. If he sells $100 million worth of his shares in his company, that stock will go down significantly, and now it's not worth $800 million, and now it's worth less. So maybe he sells $100 million at, for simple math, $100, and then the next $100 million he sells, or whatever the number is, it'll now only be worth like $70 or whatever. So like it'll drop quick. So like he doesn't really have that.
Even if he does liquidate everything.
Double vape. Yeah.
Why is it
Colin
a double?
Double vape?
Why is it a...
Well, you didn't do the other one, did you?
I did, yes. When I got back, I did.
When I got back, I did. No, I did not. And you know I did
Pussy.
Not.
Connor, I'll join you with the shot if you haven't taken it.
I am ready and set.
Alright, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
All right. Same. All right. What's your favorite thing to do in your spare time?
Just listen to the birds.
He's a bird listener. He doesn't watch them, he just listens.
Very old soul. Just sits on a hammock in the backyard, closes his eyes, and listens to some birds.
I actually have a bird room in my house, so I go to the bird room.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just a bunch of caged birds screaming for help, and Connor's like, ah! Yeah.
Poke them with
such a peaceful place.
Music to my ears.
It's got dark fast.
You're the one with the fucking bird room, buddy.
Did you guys not have
my favorite thing to do in my spare time is play basketball.
I don't know why you That's like it so much, because every time we play at dust, you...
Hey, man, I'm getting better.
Okay, well,
my favorite free time is killing people who cage hundreds of birds in a room. And then listen to them while maniacally laughing. So do you guys by chance know anyone under those kind of criteria like that?
This feels personal.
I don't think so.
What was that, Connor? Okay, honestly, I feel like just hanging out, like just relaxing by myself, like watching like YouTube or some shit. It's kind of like my favorite. It was a favorite or what you do? It's kind of both.
Yeah, that's your favorite thing to do is watch YouTube?
Yeah, just hang like out and watch chill YouTube. By myself and watch YouTube.
Alright, super depressing. Connor, how about you?
I'm kind of a YouTube guy. I just like to, chill and watch some YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah, generally like, just listen to My Chemical Romance in my room by myself sort of shit.
Nice. Oh, that's super relatable. Well,
sometimes I call Colin up while I'm listening to it. We listen to it together. It's just that sort of shit, you know. Bro stuff.
Damn. Yeah.
Definitely bro shit.
All right, well, move on, I guess. What is your most cherished memory?
What is yours? Did you even answer?
Listening to My Chemical Romance with Colin's probably my...
Oh, my God.
Did I answer, Colin?
Yeah.
I said playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, and then Connor was like, you're dog shit.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, I'll move it along. No worries, guys. My most cherished memory is don't. It's pretty obvious. Is my wedding?
I knew you were gonna say that.
Fuck! How could it not be? That was sick.
It was a good time.
Got to hang out with my buds in BC at a beautiful venue.
And your wife was there?
All my, all my closest people. And got to marry a buddy of mine.
A buddy? You make it sound like one of the friends was up there.
Well, Cassandra's my best friend.
Everyone in the crowd. Aww.
Gay.
Every guy in the crowd.
Yeah, no, the wedding was awesome. All the boys had sunglasses on so they could pretend to hide the tears, even though we all saw the tears.
I didn't have sunglasses on, and it was pretty apparent I was tearing. Wish I had shades.
That was definitely my most cherished memory. That whole of the whole experience, like the wedding itself, and then also like the time spent before the wedding. I got married at a ski resort in the fall, so it was like no one was around, and it was like our wedding party had like kind of the whole village to ourselves in a way. There's a pool and mini golf, and there was a river, and it was on the mountains on back of a golf course, and it was fucking awesome. That's my most cherished memory. How about you guys?
Like Connor said, My Chemical Romance, me and him, call each other up, FaceTime, probably top three with that one.
I honestly think about that moment most days of my life.
Like, if I'm ever at a blank space, like I'm working, I'm daydreaming, that's the moment that it comes back always, every time.
Mm-hmm. We just used to go, like, on lunch breaks, and we worked at 7 Acres together, and just, you know.
Yeah. And just hold hands
MCR,
and stare
if
off.
You know what I'm saying. It's MCR. That's My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time MCR over here.
Yeah. I don't know if it's my most cherished memory, but my, like, forget what Colin said. I actually don't like him. We don't do that together. I went to Jordan one time, which is over in the middle of fucking other part of the world. And it's very sandy out there, and I climbed up a big mountain to a place called Petra. And so Petra is, like, a big area that, like, basically used to be owned or, like, ruled by a certain Arabian culture at the time, I forget what they're called, and then it got taken over by the Romans, and they like used to carve shit into the mountains. So we climbed up these mountains. Well, technically, I rode a donkey up the mountain, and then I
rode a donkey.
Fuck, that's pretty. He was sick. He was so close to the edge, like it was crazy. Like his hoof would be off the side of a cliff. It
oh
was
my
like,
god!
If this donkey
oh
slipped,
he
would die. And I would die.
Oh my god.
But, like, my dad's freaking the fuck out, and I'm like, dude, don't trip. Like, this donkey's done this walk a trillion times. He's fine.
Don't trip, Rob. We got a donkey. Come on, donkey.
So we went up to the top, and then once we got up there, there was, like, this big fucking thing, like, the big monastery of Petra. It's really cool. You look it up. And then I ran over to this one lookout, and it was, like, you just see, like, a whole bunch of mountains all around you. And it was, like,
damn.
Fucking something special about being up there. And that's what comes to mind. So I'll go with that.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Damn, that sounds sick. It's like I'm living
Fuck. We're going to get you on the donkey.
She's a storyteller.
Yeah, I might dabble in the stories. I go to libraries on the weekend just talk to the kids. I mean, like, you know, read them books is what I mean.
Hey, kids. You want to talk about my ass?
Hey, yo. I promise it's a good story. Where are you going? I've been told it's a really good story by reliable sources.
Colin,
no,
do you
for
want
real,
to
though,
see
I think...
I'm... Go ahead, Colin.
I took pictures. I went to BC, and I feel like going to BC and climbing the mountain with just the boys, going down to the bottom of the mountain where there was like a river, touching the river, and then climbing back up the mountain was probably one of my most cherished moments. I had a lot of tomfoolery going on.
Oh, when we went and touched the lake?
Yeah.
That was wild. Me, yeah. Colin, and Jaden walked. I lived in a neighborhood that was like almost on a mountain. And the mountain was like right in the backyard, so you could just walk to it and climb to the top of the mountain. And me, Colin, and Jaden were like, we got to the top of the mountain and we're like, oh, look at that lake over there. Like, should we go touch it? Yeah, like, that's a great idea. And then four hours later,
literally,
after trespassing through people's backyards and getting lost in random woods and not knowing where we are.
We didn't do the first part.
Absolutely did. We finally touched the lake and it was glorious.
It wasn't even, it was just like the outback, and then we were walking up like this mountain cliff like a goat, and this guy randomly comes and yells at us. And just yelled at us like, hey! And we're like, ah! He was like, what are you doing on my property? I'm like, this is your property? Like, how much land do you have? There's like no fence. It was just woods. And it was like a cliff.
Yeah, that guy was so cool. And then yeah, we told him what we were doing. We're like, oh, we thought we'd go on an adventure and take the path less traveled. And he's like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'll go get you guys some water bottles. No, he gave us water and shit. And he just talked to us for
a minute. You guys like had like a dialogue minutes. Check on like a fucking quest line. He gave you a reward as opposed to causing trouble. That's dope.
It was like a butterfly effect. It's like you could choose what to say. It was like, I was like, should I explain it or should I tell him to go fuck off? I'll explain it.
Yeah.
tell him to go fuck off.
He like pulls out a sword. Get back here.
Pulls out a sword.
Okay. We got another mini game here. Now, this is a question I asked on another podcast with Jaden. Truth or drink? So you either tell the truth or you drink. In Colin's case, take a weed hit. This one, me and Jaden both drank on. And I got a good feeling you guys are going to drink too. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the other two people?
Probably like My Chemical right now. Romance.
Yeah.
Like you and Colin.
Yeah.
Listening to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I'd say that was online.
No, that's a lie. That's no, it has to be real. You have to compliment the other person live on the podcast. Not live, I don't know why I said live, but you have to do it on the podcast in front of millions of people.
This is going to be the easiest thing I've ever done in my entire life because you guys are incredible.
Okay.
I'm ready to go whenever you are. If you want to get the waterworks,
yeah,
you guys
I got
tissues.
My shot poured too.
you guys got tissues ready? Because I'm about to make you guys cry.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Gavin, my man, you are so charismatic that I'm envious. I wish I had your charisma and your confidence. It's inspiring that somebody is able.
Actually, genuinely very nice.
Yeah, it's coming from my soul. I can hear that.
It's inspiring how like I can't even put it into words. Like how you were able to do all these things and achieve it, all these things where like I just sit at home and I think that's incredible. So I think that's really cool that you have that the ability to strive and to achieve all these things that you do. So that.
Damn, that is so fucking nice. That's probably the nicest thing anyone, including my wife, has ever said to me.
Putting you on notice, Cassandra.
Oh my god.
Thanks, man. That's so nice. Wow. I feel bad about saying I was going to drink.
And Colin.
Yeah.
Colin, I have never met anybody who has quite the same interests as me. I find myself sitting, like, talking to you, and I'll be like, bro, this guy gets it. I've never met anybody who just gets it. This guy gets it. He understands the same shit. He thinks just like me. And I think that's so cool. I think you've got a great personality. I think it's really fun. You're like awesome guy to talk to. And I think it's so cool that like, sorry, I'm not hitting it out of the field like Gavin's one was because I've been working on. Oh, I'm working on Gavin's one for a bit now, but you know.
Out of pen and paper for his.
God, wow. Man, that is so fucking nice. I feel like a dickhead now. I can't even take the shot. Okay.
I'm putting you on notice, boys.
Think about it.
Thank you, Connor. The boys got wholesome on this one.
Well, it's episode 50 of Colin, Sour Sacks.
I just genuinely have zero nice things to say about
All right, take your fucking shot. Take your fucking Connor. Shot.
You know what? No, I want to say something nice about Connor now, but I'm still going to take a shot. I can't say anything nice about Colin. That guy fucking sucks. But
and,
Connor,
and then he expects me, after this, to then potentially give him a compliment. Like, the balls.
You know what, you go first, Emma.
No, keep going. With your lovely speech.
I don't want to repeat what I wrote on my wedding card that I gave you, but I'll just say it. I think that Connor is one of, if not the nicest people alive. And I think that Connor...
I love it. Keep going.
...was the first person... Shut up. I hate myself right now. I think that Connor was the first person I ever met that helped teach me that you don't have to get angry in every situation and you don't have to be a dick to everyone just because someone did something that's going to negatively affect your day. If you retaliate and try to make their day worse, it's just going to make your day worse and your life worse. And I had never learned that lesson until Connor showed it to me.
Aww.
Now I'm going to do my shot because Colin, fuck you.
You warm... Cheers. Man, my heart just grew 3 sizes today. That is so sweet. I'm going to drink with you guys just because I'm getting so emotional. Happy number 50.
Alright, fuck yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Colin, would you like to go?
Yeah. Just let me take a drink of water here. I got a lot to say. I'm gonna dedicate this first part to Connor. Connor. Wow. That was touching, and I do find myself having a lot of interest with you.
Oh, and like we've sexual interest?
Yeah, it's in you.
And we've literally stayed up for hours talking, fucking, and then being like, all right, just this topic. Romance. And then you go to the next fucking topic for the next 3 hours.
And then
hours.
Another My Chemical Romance album.
And then it's love at true. Fuck, first sight. Anyway. Yeah, but for real, great trait. And for Gavin, I already took my pen hit for you.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
Colin, you're so sweet. Honestly, if I wasn't so head over heels for your brother, I'd be all over you right now.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I figured. Hey, you can have him.
Jesus,
you guys belong together.
Oh my God, I did not expect that. When me and Jane, like when I asked Jane that question, he was immediately like, nope. Nope. He's like, you want to say something nice about me? I'm like, I'd rather eat a jar of fucking glass than fucking say something nice about you.
Yeah, I feel like I love saying went. Something nice. Bring on Will Smith. I'll say something nice about him too. I love saying nice things.
You know, the form with that hit was amazing. Like, the way you lined it up.
The way it glided through the air perfectly.
If you could only have one job for the rest of your life, what would it be? Assuming that no matter what you do, you make $1 million every year. So, like, it doesn't matter if it's something that typically makes barely any money and you want to have a luxury lifestyle. No matter what you choose, you make $1 million a year. No more and
can I
no
say
less.
Nothing? Or, like, does it have to be something?
You can kind of say nothing, but it has to be something. Like, you could say, like, streaming video games or like
sitting on a
nothing.
Sitting on a beach with a drink.
Like, yeah, like a clothing brand model. Like you put on sweaters and take pictures or something. Like, you know, like that's kind of nothing as well.
Yeah.
Oh, a good one would be like a travel vlogger or some shit like that, where you just like travel and record yourself.
I'm trying to think of a
that's
job
kinda
that
nothing.
Like only takes up part of the year or something like that. So like I could just get it done, eat like bare one half of the year, and then I don't have to worry about any responsibilities at all for the rest of it. But I feel like there's very few jobs that I could do that with that aren't like high risk.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need anything to be high risk if you're making $1 million doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, no, I just mean that kind of like schedule format's rare to find if the job's not high risk.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, you could think about it. I would... Oh, this is tough, because there's a few things that I am super passionate about that I would love to do, but to be fair, I haven't done them yet, so there could be aspects of those jobs that I don't like that I don't know yet. So I think I would... What would I want to do out of all of them? I'm debating between making movies, developing video games, and being an author. What of those threes would I rather do? Being an author seems like that would probably be the... would it be the most work? I think I would want to... make video games.
That's
write
pretty dope.
The concepts. Write concepts of video games. I don't do any of the work. I just create the concept. I am like the final say on the video game. Like, oh, we want to add this aspect to the game. Can we? And then I say yes or no. But I create the entire concept of the game. And yeah, that's what I'd want to do.
Man, I'm going into video game design. I don't even know if I said that earlier. I just said I was going to college, I think. Regardless.
No, you didn't answer that, Joel.
Yeah, that makes more sense. but I'm not going to be like...
Maybe you did. I'm quite drunk. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm not going to be like, what the fuck you just said? Like, that job sounds like it just doesn't exist, which it'd be a sick job. But I just don't think that exists. That would be dope. But I'm gonna.
Why wouldn't it exist?
Getting into the person who just says it, and then the person who thinks of the idea, and then they get the final say. I don't think they get final say.
Yeah, but like that is a job. Like someone who develops concepts for video games. It's just I assume typically if you're developing the concept, you're also doing other things like. Maybe not, though. Like, to be fair, like, that's the biggest aspect of the game, is the entire
concept. Coming up
with
all the ideas. Well, you might just do that, like, because they would probably come back and be like, hey, do you want to do a skill tree? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And then you'd be like, yeah, no, maybe, no, yeah. But I don't know, like, you'd probably have to... You're probably right, honestly, but you'd probably be a big help within, like, actually developing it, I would think. Because there's some people who are, like, the developing CEO, and that was in, what was that, Overwatch, the first one. The guy had, like, the final say on everything, and then, like, he started losing his power, and then Overwatch 2 came out, and he literally left the company. It was, like, one
Bobby
of the
Kotick?
Main... I'm not sure his name, to be honest. It was one of the biggest people who developed Overwatch 1, and he was, like, the final say of everything. And gone. So, yikes. Okay, anyway, sorry. Fucking super off track. What even...
No, it's not. That's related.
Okay, what was the... What were we talking... Oh, the video game design.
No, it's just if you could have one job for the rest of life, what would it be? Assuming you make $1 million regardless of the job.
Regardless of the job. Maybe a surfer or like a surf instructor.
Oh, that would be sick.
Out of left
just
field.
A surfer.
Dope answer. Yeah.
That is a dope answer. Connor?
I don't know. It's kind of tough. I was going to say like a basketball player would be pretty good, but I feel like you'd make more than $1 million anyway.
Oh. Yeah, definitely.
Well, if you're up there, then yeah.
Maybe I would be like...
I mean, if you...
No, I don't know. I was going to say, like, like a performer or something where I only had to do it once, but I feel like that I was about to answer, but then I thought about that'd be so much practice. Like, I want something where I have to do the minimal amount of work and get $1 million. You know what I mean?
I think a YouTuber.
That's a lot of work, would though. Be. I mean, you could be a shit YouTuber and get guaranteed $1 million.
But you can post pawn off.
That's what I mean. Like, you could post, like, yeah, and you could, you don't have to edit. Like, you don't even have to record if you don't want. Like, you could have people who record for you, who edit for you, and then you could post, like, 4 times a year. Or, like, even, fuck it, man, the job is yours. You could post twice a year. You could post once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow you're like Mr. Beast level where you get like 300 million views. So then it's easily getting you $1 million every video you post, which is once a year.
Okay. Okay. Do you think CEOs really do a lot of work?
No. Definitely
maybe
not.
No.
Maybe they'd be like the CEO of a charity or something.
If you're...
Oh, that's a... good one.
If you're in a small company, the CEO probably does most of everything. But if you're in a big company, at that point, you're just putting your feet up.
As far as I understand, you can't be a CEO. I could be wrong on this, but you have to be in a corporation to be a CEO, which is a type of business,
right.
And most small businesses are individually owned.
So an individually owned company is not considered a CEO?
I think you just be
as
a business owner.
As far as I understand, it could be, but I don't think so.
Hmm.
I could be wrong on that.
That would be really weird.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, if you could have anyone in the world mentor you, who would you choose?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm on it.
Turn me into a Jedi. Anyone in the world mentor me?
Yeah. Who would I want to mentor me? That is a really tough question. Like, who has a certain set of skills that I find desirable? Because, like, my first thought was, like, Joe Rogan.
That's funny. I thought
like,
of Joe Rogan,
too.
Because,
like, I want to live a... similar lifestyle to Joe Rogan, but I don't think he has anything that he could teach me that I don't like. I'm sure he has a few things, but like nothing would be significant that he could teach me that I don't kind of already know.
Gotcha.
And he's like a little, I don't really believe some things he says makes me want to put a loaded gun in my mouth and pull the trigger, so maybe I don't want him. Warren Buffett.
That's who I was thinking, honestly.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. If he taught me what he knows about the stock market, and I was a tenth of as talented as he was, and knew a tenth of the knowledge, I would be so loaded.
Yeah, I was also thinking like Mark Cuban.
That's a good one. Mark Cuban's also a good
one. I feel like he'd be
one.
Younger, so like, you know, you could either go with either one of those two.
That's true. Maybe, I think I'm with you, actually. I think I'm going to change to Mark Cuban because Warren Buffett might be, he might be heading to Heaven's Gates pretty soon.
I'm looking him up right now. 93. Yeah, 50, 65 to 93.
Wow.
So, to be fair, though, 6.2 billion compared to 130 billion. So.
Yeah. Like, do you want to be, like, do you want to be 130 billionaire or 6 billionaire? Like, fuck, what a loser at 6 billion. I don't know if I want him anymore.
6 billion.
So you could go Elon
do
Musk.
Do anything.
1.99 billion.
Yeah.
True, but I feel like his mentorship would be more like, hey, like, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, that's
these
what
are
I was
the
thinking
genius
too.
Things I've accomplished. Like, you should do that. And I'd be like, I can't. And I'd be like, well, fucking sucks.
Get Neuralink already. I'll implant it in your head and control you.
Literally, yeah.
Control you through the whole way.
That shit's crazy. Neuralink is crazy. Like,
yeah.
He was saying that, I'm sure I've said this before, but he was saying that it's allegedly supposed to allow you to control technology without touching it.
Yeah
creepy.
That's
wow.
Really crazy. That's really, really fucking crazy. I seen a video of this girl playing video games using this thing on her head. Now, I don't know if this is real. It's been going viral because of the existence of it, but I don't know if it's real. She has this thing on her head, and she's controlling the game by, like, feeding her brain, like, forward, forward, left, shoot, forward.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, she beat some games that were pretty notable with it. But again, I don't... Like, it could just be
someone
behind the curtain holding a fucking PlayStation controller.
Yeah, literally. Like, just, she's saying it out loud. Forward.
Yeah.
Clicking the thing.
Yeah, anyway.
Alright, we got one more mini game left. This is the last mini game, and then we'll follow it up with one more question before we end the Big 5-0. Here we go, last mini game for the last shot of the podcast. I think you guys will do well here, so I'll pour my shot after I ask it, but maybe not. We'll see. Name the top three best-selling video games of all time.
Oh, jeez, I'm not going to know this. Minecraft.
No. I watched a video about this recently.
Oh, great. Well, you can take it away.
Minecraft. My memory is the troublesome part of this.
Well, watch it again.
Tetris was up there for a really long time. Are we talking nowadays, I'm assuming?
Top three best-selling video game of all time.
Yeah, like, to date.
I think this was done in 2023 is the article I got this from. I did see the same three top, like the same top three was on multiple sources, so I'm assuming it's correct.
Okay. I want to say GTA 5 is up there, because that's been really popular for, 11 years or something crazy now? And it's still, like, top of the charts. I want to say GTA is up there. I feel like Minecraft was, like, top 5. I don't know if it was ever top 3. I feel like it's going to be something really, like, basic. Like, something like Super Mario Bros. Or, like, Tetris was up there at one point. I remember that.
I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah. What are your thoughts here, Connor?
None. Zero. Zip. You got it.
Okay, I'm going to put GTA as one of the guests. GTA 5.
That is correct. That's number 2 with 195 million copies sold.
Good job, Colin.
Yeah, that
two more
checks
to go.
Out.
Two more to go, 4 guesses left.
How the fuck is there one above that? Like, what is a game that's even above that? The only thing I can think of... Well, maybe Wii Sports, but I guess that's not big anymore. Video games have been blowing up.
Yeah, I just...
Fuck!
I wouldn't bank on Wii Sports, but... I don't know.
Wii Sports was huge, though.
It was.
Back in the day. I got nothing here, Connor. Like, a shot in the dark, Super Mario Bros., or, honestly, Minecraft would have been up there at one point. I don't know.
Listen.
I'm gonna need another answer.
Minecraft. Lock it in.
Lock in Minecraft.
I will say this. Every single time Connor says the right answer and Colin says that it's not true, Minecraft is number 1, 300
Let's
million.
Go.
What?
Every time. Every single time, Connor's always like, I think it's this, but I don't know. And then Colin's like, I don't know about that. And then I'm just sitting here like, God damn it to me. You guys have only guessed 2 and you've got 2 of them right. You need one more. You have 3 guesses.
Gonna be tough.
Yeah, 3 guesses, yeah.
The third one.
I'll give you the number. Yeah. This next one has sold 100 million copies.
So close to GTA 5. So, okay, I think.
GTA 5 is almost double, to be fair.
Oh, I thought it was 109.
195 for GTA 5.
Oh, 95.
Minecraft 300. So it's going up by 100 million. The first is 100 million before the second. The second's 100 million before
Jesus.
The third. That's fucked.
That is fucked. Connor, what are your thoughts on this?
You guys got 3 guesses. You can just fucking send them.
You would like that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, what would be the third most popular game? Oh, it'd probably be a COD, maybe.
I was kind of thinking that, but I don't know.
But I don't know either. I don't... What's, like, maybe World of Warcraft?
Like, how many fucking copies is that thing sold? World of Warcraft would be top three, to be honest.
Really? That's surprising.
Gonna need an answer.
Colin, you lock one of those in.
TV host. Either that or fucking like Super Mario.
Super Mario. Logging in to Super
Let's
Mario.
Let's do Super Mario. Yeah, sorry.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Okay. Connor, just decide. You got it.
Well, we're gonna go with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Incorrect. And since you only have one answer left, I will tell you Call of Duty is not any of them.
I'm lost.
I will say this. You guys have said the correct answer.
Tetris?
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's either World of Warcraft or Tetris. Maybe. Probably.
I would think Tetris.
It is either World of Warcraft or Tetris.
It's Tetris. Final answer.
I feel like it's Tetris. There's so many variations.
That is correct. It is Tetris selling 100
Let's
million.
Let's go.
Meaning you guys got them all right, so I will do another shot. Shoot me now. Would anyone like to join me, even though you don't have
to? I got a beer here. I'll take a quick sipper with you.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
I'm good.
All right. We got one more question after this, but this has been an awesome time. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mind if I just take a quick pause? I gotta charge my headset for like 2 seconds. It'll charge super fast.
Okay, we're back. We got one question left. Let's finish this up. Last question. I thought I'd do a little bit of a savage question to end the podcast. So here we go. Answer honestly. Would you sacrifice yourself to save the other two?
I want to say yes. Now I'm sitting behind a computer, but I'd see how what I'm saying behind when I'm behind the bullet of a gun, or you know, the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, of course.
I'd say I would want to say yes.
You think you'd want to? You
I'd
think want yes? to
say yes. I'd want to say I'm good that good of a person, but I don't know. I also feel like I'd be so crippled with fear in that moment that I don't know if I'd be able to move. Depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
I'm with that. Like, I want to say yes now, but I have no idea what I would truly do. Like, if you guys were dangling over, like, a pit of crocodiles, and it was like, you jump in that crocodile pit, or they will, in that moment, I would be thinking, those alligators will hurt.
Yeah.
Those alligators will hurt.
Those will definitely be painful.
That is going to be a tough way to go.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it almost depends how the way to go is. Like, if it's like, I'm going to get burned alive or you guys get shot in the head, it's faster for you to go out. You know?
Like, I'm getting burned alive. Like, doing math here. He's like, hold on, guys, 1 second. Let me just crush the numbers, make sure this is worth it.
Yeah. I'll be honest, you guys are both amongst the top 4 people I care about in the world. And I would not sacrifice myself
Damn.
To save you both. Because the person I care about most in the world, I care about, no disrespect, far greater than I care about either of you.
Well, pretty offended. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know what? I've said some pretty weird stuff enough. Just move on.
Just move on. I am crying. Silent crying at the moment.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry. But for real, like, it's like, Cassandra is the most important person in my life. I would never do anything to not be with her. And like, I could pretend that I would, but I know if that happened, I would.
You'd be like, we'd be dangling from a cliff. You'd be like, sorry, boys, I really wish I could help.
Yeah. No, please, we have so much time. Like, you could easily get us. I have a really good grip right now. I just can't pull myself up. No, I can't. I gotta go.
I got a thing at 3. Like, no. It's noon!
But for real, like you two and Jaden are like, I care about you guys more than anyone else in the world except Cassandra, and I couldn't bring myself to leave Cassandra. I know I couldn't.
That's fair. Sorry.
Well, I'm still silent. Sorry, crying, guys. So.
It better be a quick death, is all I'm saying. If I'm getting the alligator pit, I'm dragging you with me.
Yeah, my answer's like changing really fast. It's like, yeah, like, oh, Colin, I'm there for you. Gavin's like, man, those alligators look like they'll hurt.
Man, I would respect it. I would respect that decision. No, I'm playing. I would say, you know what? That's fair, man.
No, honestly, I just think, like, the most honest answer is, like, the fear of it all. You know what I mean? Do you think you could really face death? Like, choose to face death?
And, like, how, like, you don't, like, have a day to think about it. It's like you have 10 seconds.
Yeah, and if you hesitate, it means you chose not to, right? So it's like,
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I will say, after, like, if you do get too fearful to actually do it and, like, sacrifice yourself, you will be living with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that will be something you, like, have, like, a nightmare about. It's like, reliving.
Oh, you can fucking bet I'm gonna haunt you guys. You're just gonna see me get eaten by crocodiles for, like, fucking the rest of your lives.
Yeah, like, you can just now, like, spawn, like, fake crocodile holograms, like, wherever you want. Just wake up in the middle of the night, there's a crocodile, like, on your chest.
Looking like
Connor sitting beside, like, I look to the left. Fuck off, Connor. Like, fuck you. You didn't fucking say anything.
Me fuck off, you fuck off.
This is what I went through.
Oh, man. All right, well, that has been the end of episode 50. That was a fucking awesome time. Like I said off air, I love doing podcasts with you guys. I feel like the three of us have an awesome rapport. Connor made fun of me for saying that off air. That's why I'm laughing.
It was pretty funny.
I was just laughing the way you said it. What the fuck was that?
But it has been amazing. 50 episodes. Thank you so much. Anyone who's been listening the whole time, I really appreciate you. And I think we're just going to grow from here, get bigger and bigger. And big shout out to Con Man. Has been there the whole way. Has been the podcast legend, the GOAT, the man. So thank you, Con Man. Appreciate
always happy
it.
To be here, as always, man. Happy big 50. It's like a birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I wouldn't want to spend it with anyone else.
Thank you. This guy, he waited for me. I had to hold up the pod for a week. So this guy, he's a special guy.
Yeah, I'm glad Colin could make it work. I know you got to work tomorrow, so appreciate that, Colin. You the man.
Yeah, no problem. It was good. I'm pretty just out of it now.
Like, just obliterated.
I'm pretty stoned.
Pretty on a cloud right now.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, with every podcast, as you know, the guest will take us home with a phrase so you guys can decide who wants to say the phrase. And if you've made it this far, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you. And stay tuned for the next one because it's going to be a banger. You guys take it away.
Oh boy, Colin, what do you want to say?
I don't know the fucking... Oh, is anything I get
just
to say?
Just anything.
Dolphins use a puffer fish as a bong.
That is a great outro.
End of the show. It is time for us to go. Cha-cha.